Dear Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, our Creator, the Creator of this magnificent planet Earth, we love you. I love you. My brother loves you. The whole world loves you. We send love to you because we can't grant you enough love for what you've done. You pleaded to the Father to come to this earth that we may have a right to become gods and goddesses. That's putting it in a nutshell, that we may be able to overcome, that we may be able to travel to other planets in our bodies, not only on Earth. You gave us life through your Holy Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit within us, we love you. We adore you. We praise you. We gratify you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for living in me. Thank you for living in the billions of people throughout the planet. Thank you for implanting your consciousness in me and guiding me every millisecond of my life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for life. You are my life. You are my health. You are my wealth. Without you, I would be nothing. Thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that you give me and that you give all my brothers and sisters throughout the universe here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you. So be it.
On planet Earth on February 23, 2014. Merry Christmas. Now this other guy is going to pray to God knows who will. Oh, great Jehovah. Oh, great almighty Father of love. We thank you, Jehovah, for your greatness. We thank you, Jehovah, you are one Lord. We thank you, Jehovah, you are the almighty Father. In the name of Jehovah, we thank you.
Wait. In the name of Jesus.
Wait a minute. What's going on?
Shut that up.
What? You interrupted my prayer. I'm talking to Jehovah, the Father.
We don't talk to the Father on this planet.
Wait a minute. He created the
planet.
By himself?
No.
Oh, Father Jehovah.
No. In the name of Jesus, we now clamp that mouth.
I'm now shutting up.
We pray to Jah Jesus. And why do we pray to Jah Jesus, my loving brother?
Well, the reason why we pray to Jah Jesus Christ Almighty, the divine Son of God, because that is the way to the Father, Jehovah. When you pray to the Son is the one that gave us life on the tree. The Son is the one who is in charge of planet Earth. The Son of God is the one who the carol the bells sing about. Sing a new song, Christmas is here, word of good cheer. Oh, how they come, praising the Son, twirling the dance, telling the tale.
You're saying that if, we hear you know, in the, sorry to say, in the Christian world, you hear a lot of the Father. And most time, they're not talking about Father Jesus. They're talking about Father Jehovah. Now, when they're praying like that, does anybody hear them? Or what's going on here?
I don't think it's heard because the scripture says everything has to go to Jesus Christ. Jesus. If they don't pray to Jesus, they got a problem because we're the ninth book from Annalise Skyrim. We are here to tell the people they must go to through Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews, the first chapter, it says all things were made by the Son. God said, spoke in the time past by the prophets. In the latter days has spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus, whom God made Jesus Christ heir of all things, of whom also, the scripture says, Jesus Christ made the worlds more than one, like billions, the illions, the cazillions.
Wait a minute here. You're saying that this God, Jesus,
yes,
not only created the earth, you saying that he created zillions of worlds?
Yes, zillions of zillions of worlds, because everything was made through Jesus. And only through Jesus Christ can the divine energy, Holy Spirit, come forth. This God is a great, glorious God. He's independent, one stands outstanding, and his name is above every name. And the Father does nothing except he does it through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Whoa, that's blowing me away. So you're saying that as far as these zillions of planets and worlds, where I don't know how many people, you can't put it in numbers on this earth, they all know about this God Jesus?
Oh, yeah, the record of light is in every individual. The first chapter of the book of the Gospel of St. John, and verse 4 and verse 9, is that the light lighteth every individual who cometh into the world. And so, therefore, this divine intelligence living inside of the people, they know that God has a Son. Automatically, it's in their DNA. They were engineered and created and built and formulated by this power to recognize that Jesus is the true and living God, the Son of the Father, who is to be magnified, to be praised, and to be glorified. It is through Jesus Christ that the demons are put in hell, and the scripture has commanded that all prayers should be done in the name of Jesus Christ, to Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ, for his glory, and all baptisms should be done in the name of Jesus Christ.
And is it a coincidence that the Holy Ghost, or the Ghost Holy, or the Holy Shekinah, is the same name as God Jesus?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Why is that so, my loving brother?
Well, the Holy Spirit, a power. Because before time was time, in the beginning of infinity, the name Jesus was already registered by in infinity. And that name is a redemption name. And that when you go to Jesus Christ, you get automatic forgiveness. You don't have to offer turtle doves, pigeons, and red heifers, and all these different sacrifices like they did back in the olden days. Because the perfect heifer has come. That'd be the Lord Jesus Christ who came in human form. And so therefore, the Holy Spirit, because when Pentecost came, the Holy Spirit energy has always been named Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ. And so that name is a name, it's a covenant name with the glorious covenant. And speaking of covenant, we're going to be doing another covenant on Mars the 1st of 2014, and that will be called Jesus Lord Christ Light, New and Everlasting Covenant. And those who are in love can participate. If you're a hater, you cannot participate. If you're a denier, you cannot participate. If you do not have repented to Jesus, then you should put that covenant on hold, because it is very sacred, very dangerous, very gloriously, and very powerful when you make a covenant, which is an oath of confirmation and a contract of divinity with the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you must believe in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, because the internal Lord Jesus Christ, or Holy Spirit, is the life force in us. Like you prayed earlier, my beautiful brother, you started talking to the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, and then you went to the divine energy within you. And the Holy Spirit is magnanimously very important. The people who don't acknowledge the Christ within are belittling the Holy Ghost on their coast, because this power is the power that keeps us vital, it keeps us healthy, it keeps us wealthy, it keeps us young, beautiful, attractive. I hear ministers on the Christian station saying that they got to grow old and they got to die and they got to give up the ghost. I don't know what's the matter with the people, because they don't believe the truth of the Almighty Jesus Christ. That the Spirit of God, let me give you an example. In the great high school of Youngstown, let me first say, in the United States of America, and the central United States of America, and the Midwest, and the city of Youngstown and the state of Ohio. Like I told you the other yesterday month, the motto for the state of Ohio is, with God, all things are possible. So, in their school, they have Christmas trees up. They sing Christmas carols. They sing Carol of the Bells. They pledge allegiance to the flag. They have prayers in school. They have Bible study. They do the national anthem. They're not afraid because they say, we are with God, all things are possible. So, we are a spiritual site. And so, we go beyond what the so-called federal said. Well, you can't pray in school. You can't do this. They say, bunk that. We stand up for the truth. So, I give credit to whom credit is due. In the city of Youngstown, Ohio, at 1833 Market Street, zip code, not 9, it's a 44511. Back in my day, it was 44507, and the high school of Youngstown South High School. In the biology class, and the chemistry class, and in the science class, and in biochemistry, and in physics, they say that the human body and every living organism in the human body and every living planet and all stars, all moons, all planets, everything is composed of atoms and rays, or atoms and molecules. They teach that. They say from some great first cause, all this energy comes from. They acknowledge that atoms, that our bodies are composed of atoms and molecules. Excuse me. An atom is a ray of the Spirit of God. Look at that, my beautiful sweethearts. This is real, because when you have this light of Christ, this energy, and in high schools, they're teaching that everything is composed of energy, light. What is energy and light? It must be Jesus Christ's Spirit. So therefore, that is the pulse beat of the universe. That's why Jesus Christ is glorified, created all these planetary systems and stars and moons and quasars, and is in charge, and that we are not allergic to pray to Jesus. Like you said, my brother, people there was going, well, you know, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father this, Father that, bunk your prayers. Wake up, sweetheart. If you are Christian, how come you don't pray to the Christian God, Jesus Christ? If you claim to be a Christian, wake up. This is where spirituality and science meet together, that Jesus Christ is not a religious figure. Jesus Christ is a divine relationship with energy. The Muslims, when they pray, they're not afraid to say, Allah, 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 Akbar, Aliyudayda wa Zuladayda Muhammadayda Tawasulayda. Allah Akbar, Lord of the world, creator. You see, my beautiful friends, they're not afraid to call on the name of God, Allah, as they speak in the Arabic language. Why are you Christians are afraid to call on the name of Jesus? Wake up, Christians. If you want a revival, you want a revolution, we are. Son of God University, we are the revolution. We are here to educate you and let you know, stop being afraid, oh churches of the world. You have so much potential. You have your beautiful choirs. You have your groups that sing songs. And you be singing songs like, whoa, oh, oh, well, oh, what? What a bunch of silliness. Why don't you say, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Eloya, Jesus, Yahweh, Jesus, Yahweh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You can give us some Latino beat, some reggae beat. It's all kind of things the Christian world can do. But no, you sit back on your medium laurels and you just say song, you know, lazy songs. And I'm here to not get on your case and negative. I love you, sweetheart. I love the Presbyterian, the Pentecostal, the Baptist, the Anabaptist, the Buddha Baptist, the Methodist, Episcopalian, Mennonite, the Amorites, the Jebusites, the Mormonites, the Jehovah's International Witnesses, the Christ of Consciousness people. We love everybody, the Jewish society. We love you, sweetheart. We just want you to magnify, and when this book of the Psalms and throughout the Holy Scriptures, it says, oh, magnify the name of the Lord. What is the name of the Lord? What is the name of the Lord?
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby. Don't be afraid. That's why our email is called, what is it called?
Jesus, baby. At gmail.com.
That's it. You see, and if you got a question or you want to get a couple of minutes or whatever you want to do, get more education, don't be afraid to communicate, because the name of Jesus is the power of the Holy Spirit. We keep telling you, we have told you almost a year, come April up to this year, that this great name is the Christmas name. That's why the Christmas holiday is so exciting. That's why we can still do Carol the Bells in February. The beautiful United States of America, the Puget Sound, the Seahawks headquarters and Holy Ghost headquarters in Seattle, Washington, they still got their Christmas lights up. The Christmas trees are celebrated with the blue and green because they won the Super Bowl, and we still celebrate and we rejoice with them. And plus, they're giving glory to Jesus Christ. You don't rush through the holy celebration. You don't rush through the season. You live and you have a joy when you celebrate. And that's why we're here with them, celebrating Jesus Christ, the reality, Jesus Christ, the living Son of God, Jesus Christ, the eternal energy. This name is the name of supremacy. This name, Jesus, it has all power. Demons tremble under that name. It's your protection, the light of Christ in you. The light of Christ is all powerful. Like they taught in the high school, I told you, in Youngtown, Ohio, they speak about the divine atoms, and the atoms is the rays of the Spirit of Almighty Jesus Christ. This is excitement, my beautiful ones. If you are lost in space, if you are lost on earth, if you are unforgiving, if you are full of hell, I invite you to kneel down and talk to Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ, talk to Jesus Christ anyway, and you will find Jesus Christ is real.
You got that, baby. You heard my brother. Jesus Christ is real. That spirit is real. He's real as a physical being,
yes.
A being that's over billions, trillions of planets. I know it's hard to believe. You're not the only planet here on Earth. It's trillions,
yes,
of planets, zillions of planets of beings on there. And this is the one he loves the most. You know why? Because when the negative forces came here, it came off balance. The other planets are in perfect alignment. It takes them a long time. This one had a little cataclysm, if you want to say.
Yes.
The negative forces came down here, so we came down here, so now we have positive and negative. So we have to deal with that through the Christ light, and we can move much faster. It's a privilege to come to this earth, because you can move zoom, zoom, baby, and
yes,
by moving zoom, zoom, you can become translated and a God with that eternal energy that's in us, all around us. It just fills us. Like Adam, this great Activity Dome, as we talked about before, he was made in pure rays light,
yes,
of the Father. They created him, and he's a different kind of being than us. He's made of light, energy. And by him, with all this energy, he got sidetracked by just looking in the heavens, because it was open then at Jehovah and Jesus and the angels and the cherubims. He got really sidetracked, and he had all this glory around him, angels serving him and everything. So he wasn't really in tune with the light of Christ. That's what happened. His eyes was outside instead of inward. And so after, we don't want to get on Lilith, what happened there, she fell. But see, the man, if he doesn't fall, Earth is not going to, nothing's going to happen. The man is the God of the planet. The woman fell, nothing happened. Then when Laiva came, oh, she's a beautiful chick, you know. So then his eyes was on her and listened to her. Then he took it, the marijuana, and ate it also, and then it fell because of the man. It fell. But if he had his eyes on the light of Christ, he would have educated her, no, sweetheart, we can't do this. That's what men need to do today. Remember, you are responsible. Jesus puts you in charge. You are in charge of this planet Earth. You are in charge of your family. You are the ones in charge. You need to take up charge, especially in America. You are in charge. There's no doubt about it. I don't care who says, what kind of new movement come. You are in charge. Remember, when Adam was there before, children was coming from the man through high thought. That's how it was populated. But through the redemption plan of Jesus, it was reversed. Because the woman fell, so she had to take the burden and the pain. You are a great gender, the male. You need to take charge. You need to take charge of yourself. Get into the light of Christ, God Jesus. You need to take charge of your family. You need to take charge of your community. You need to take charge of everything around you. You are God's. Act like God's. Be a God. You are God. You have it in your mind. You can become a God. That's why we're on earth. That is our destiny, is to become gods. That's the only thing. Our destiny, your destiny is not to become a doctor, a lawyer, not even the president. The president was ordained to do that. He was ordained to be a president, President Barack Obama. He was ordained. Jesus told him to run, to become a president. And when Jesus tells you something, it happens. And he was in the energy of Jesus Christ. But your destiny is to become a God. And by becoming a God, then you can start to levitate. You can start to do everything. Remember, he said, seek the kingdom of heaven. Where is that kingdom of heaven? It's within you. God, Jesus, Spirit, it's within you. Seek that power, that energy within you. God, Jesus, within you. Kneel to it. Obey it. Listen to it. It's, my yoke is easy. It's easy. But we make it difficult as humans. We make everything difficult. That's why we have all these religions. We make things difficult. We're the ones that's creating this. God, Jesus is not doing it. We on this earth are creating all this stuff. Son of God University is here, like my brother said, is to bring the truth. That's why it's nearly a billion people listening. Why? Because you know in your consciousness we're saying the truth. God, Jesus is in every being's consciousness. So when they hear the truth, it clicks. And it's clicking with you. It's clicking in your consciousness. It's not about reading scriptures. It's about saying the truth, because the truth will quicken you. It will renew you. It does something to you. Oh, man, that sounds right. Yeah. God, Jesus, baby. Yeah, you know you feel it. Say it. You know you feel it, ministers. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Use the name. God, Jesus. It's powerful. That I am. God, I am. That I am is within you. That I am power within you. That I am is within you. It's within your consciousness. It's like, I am the truth. What is that? The Holy Ghost saying, it is the truth.
Yes.
That is the way. The I am is the way. Jesus came and did his stuff. Now you worship Jesus. Now you get to the Holy Ghost. Then he starts jumping up and turning cartwheels. And the Father starts, hey, let me drink a brew on that. Because, hey, they're starting to worship the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
They're starting to praise the Holy Ghost. Because as you praise the Holy Ghost, it starts to redeem you. As you live the life of praise and you acknowledge it and you're aware of that energy around it and you feel that energy, that tingling all through your body, that's the Holy Ghost. That's renewing your cells. It's talking to you, baby. It's just levitating you. It's renewing your mind. If you smoke, it's getting rid of all that tobacco residues in your lungs. If you did negative to your body by drinking, it's renewing it. The Holy Ghost does that, baby. The Holy Ghost renew your body. Anything you did, it can renew you. The Holy Ghost is powerful. The Holy Ghost cuts through the chase. It's not personal who did what. It's for all people. I don't care what you did. You couldn't have done nothing so bad if you repent, like my brother said. You get down on your knees, repent, and you call on Jesus. See, you repent, you call on who? Jesus. You don't call on Allah, Jehovah. No, you call on Jesus because the Jehovah draws you to Jesus.
That's right.
And then you get into Jesus, and then that draws you to the Holy Spirit. See, it's just, it all works together. We're telling you how it's so plain and simple. People read all these scriptures, but we're explaining it beyond scriptures. We're telling you how it is, my brothers and sisters. You get into that Holy Spirit, hey, you bada boom. That gives you life. It gives you happiness. It gives you peace of mind. I always have peace of mind. I'm not worried about nothing. You're healthy. That's your wealth. Your health is your wealth. If you don't have health, what can you do? You can't do anything. You can't even praise God Jesus because you're sick. Why do you think he came and healed the sick? He was a healing God. He wants you to be well and healthy. He wants you to be health. Health is major. Your health. That's why we teach you health principles. You know, health is major. And as you walk in the glory of God Jesus, it will tell you what to do. It will tell you what to eat. We're not here to tell you what to eat. Each person is different. Each person has his body. And the Holy Ghost knows your body more than a doctor or anything. Ask the Holy Spirit. Get into the Holy Spirit. Talk to that Jesus energy. It will tell you what to eat, what to wear, where to live, what mate to marry. It'll tell you everything. You don't need to go to a counselor. You don't need to go to a pastor. You got all you need within you. Jesus has equipped you with every tool you need right within you. Go within. I know a lot of people like to go to a church, and there's nothing wrong with that, but the greatest thing is to go within. Your prayers, your worship is within stillness by yourself. Be still and know that I am God.
Psalms 46:10.
My brother knows it. Oops, there it is. And that's what it is. You be still and you know. That's the highest praise you can do is individual worship. Not church worship, individual worship. Jesus is not going to come on that day and say, oh, you did a, let me shake your hand, howdy doody. You did a good job. You went to church every Sunday. That doesn't mean anything. You went to church, you cleaned the church. That doesn't mean anything. Did you worship Jesus in your heart? That's what counts. That's where you get, if you want bonus points, that's where you get bonus points. Worshiping, being still, in nature, in your house. You can do that anywhere, on the job, in your car. You can do it anywhere. He's omnipresent. He's always with you. You don't have to go to a special building. You don't have to sit to a certain stool. You don't have to sit into a certain way, a certain day, only on Sunday. It's 24-7, baby, and beyond. He's with you. He's always with you. In any circumstances, he's there. That spirit is there. This omnipresent energy, that all encompassed energy, baby. It's with you. It's all around you. It flows through you, and you can just feel the energy. That's the that omnipresent. That energy, it flows. It's powerful. That's Jesus energy, baby. And that Jesus energy, it forgives. We talked about forgiveness. Before, back in the day, it took a year and longer. All these turtles and stuff you had to go through, Jesus made it simple. You can, in an instant, you're forgiven. Before you even say, Jesus, you're forgiven. You don't hold it. You're forgiven that quick. If you did something wrong, go to Jesus. Go to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. And then if you hurt somebody, you go to them and you tell them. You ask them also. You got to do that. You got to be pure in heart. You got to. You can't have all this animosity. You can't have us all unforgiveness. The power of the Holy Ghost will take that away. The power of the Holy Ghost, when you ask it, will take it away. You ask it anything, it will do it. You, like my brother said, we have love towards everybody. We don't hate nobody. We don't have all these schisms and all this stuff going on. A lot of you have clouded minds. Your mind is in torment. Your heart is in torment. You have all this stuff going on. Get cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Get cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Get into the Holy Spirit. Praise the Holy Spirit. If you don't know about it, ask about it. You don't need to ask us. You don't even need to go to the scripture. Get down. Go within your conscience and ask the Holy Spirit. Talk to it. It's right there. It'll talk back to you. In the feeling, in the Holy Spirit, in the voice, it'll talk to you. Then pretty soon you'll know his voice. Say, my sheep knows my voice. It hears my voice. It follows my voice. The Son of God follows the voice. It follows that inner voice within. We're talking about getting in tune with the Holy Ghost. With the Ghost Holy, with Jesus Spirit. We may use plenty of names, like some people in India call Piranha Energy. That's Jesus Energy. Chi Energy. Jesus Energy. It's energy. It's energy moving and grooving. Everybody uses it. The rappers use it. The dancers use it. The poets use it. Everybody uses it. Seahawks football team uses it. Everybody uses it. I don't care if you're a basketball like Magic Johnson. He uses it. Everybody uses this energy. I don't care if you're a doctor, you're a lawyer. I don't care who you are. You use that energy. That energy is there free for you to use. It energizes you every day. As you be still, we say only 15, whatever you want. You should be more. You get more energy. It energizes you. And you have energy all day. If you want energy, don't drink the energy drinks. Get into Josh Jesus' energy, baby. That energy, it will move you. It will groove you. It will get you going. You will do good in all your athletic composition. Anything you do. Anything you do, it will help you. Where you're a painter, it will give you ideas. What do you think gave these inventions? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. George Washington Carver, when he went into stillness, remember he had those things he needed to do? Who gave him that? The Holy Spirit. It gave him all those inventions. Anybody that has that's into inventing stuff, they're in contact. The athletes, they're in contact. Yes, my loving brother.
Is the Holy Spirit almighty, like God?
The Holy Spirit is definitely almighty.
That's a lot of power.
That's a lot of power. Remember, my loving brother, as we said before, Jah Jesus, the Allah Jehovah, and Jah Jesus came out of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, that's right.
If they come out of the Holy Spirit and they were formulated, you know, it's a power creative force. It's powerful. That Holy Spirit, it's bada boom. And when you get baptized with that Holy Spirit,
yes,
that light energy, it's bada boom. It comes through you, and it's nothing to play with. You don't move. You feel that energy. See, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it used to be prevalent. And through the revival, it's going to get prevalent again.
Yes.
And that Holy Ghost, it comes upon you, and it just moves in you. And when it moves in you, it purges you of all your evils. As you hear the wind of the Holy Spirit, it just moves through your body. All your negatives, it quenches out of you. And it just moves, and it grooves you. And you become a new person. And then you ask for more Holy Spirit, and more. And you grow in the Holy Spirit. Even after you get the baptism of that whirling wind. Remember, on Pentecost, it was a whirling wind the people heard. It was a wind. And so what is that? That was the power of the Holy Ghost. The Ghost Holy, Jesus energy, moving, grooving all through your body. It purifies you. Then they started to speak in other languages. They didn't learn the language. What taught them the language? The Holy Spirit. They were throughout the world, all through that area, teaching in different languages, and they did not go to school. It was through the baptism of the Holy Spirit that they learned those languages. See how much intelligence? That's what I call it, intelligence. It's intelligence. It teaches you. It guides you. It's intelligized your mind. To me, a person is intelligent by how much Holy Spirit they have. They say they base intelligence on this. No, it's by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because when you have the baptism, you can do anything through Jah Jesus. It says, through Jesus Christ, you can do all things. And that what they're saying, through the Holy Spirit, that I am within you, you can do all things, everything. It's like a life you live. It's not really, you don't really have to go to church. I'm not saying you don't do this. It's through living the life. Living the life each millisecond. Yes, my loving brother.
Are you saying that the Holy Ghost could open my eyes full sight, 2020, 2010, keen vision again?
You know, we both know that.
Yes.
Oh, yes. The Holy Spirit, it's life. It's healing power. The power that Jesus used was the Holy Spirit to heal people. That was the power he used. So if he uses it, it can. And if we pray in the Holy Spirit, my brother's eyes can open up. It's nothing is impossible. Just when you think it's not, that's when it happens. And it's a Zoom-like production, my brother and sisters. It's just like, it's bada boom. It's hard to put it in words. But the main thing I want you to get is through love, praise, and gratitude and awareness of this Holy Spirit. You got to love it. You got to praise it. You got to gratitude. When it does something, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's an on thing doing. It's not just so much you going to a building and doing it. It's a millisecond every day that you doing it.
Even on Thursday?
Even on Thursday.
Okay.
Even on Friday.
When the people are jamming at the club dancing?
Yeah. Even if they jam at the club dancing, wherever you are,
okay,
that Holy Spirit is there. People think, oh, you have to be in church. No, 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 no. You could be anywhere with that Jah Jesus energy. You could be at the Seahawks game with that Jah Jesus energy. You could be on the mountain hiking. You could be skiing in the mountains. You know how we go up to the mountains. You could be up in the mountains up there. Jah Jesus energy. Matter of fact, you say those who's close to nature are close to what?
Close to the light of Christ.
Right? That's right, babe. When you hang out in nature, you're close to the light of Christ.
Yeah.
Close to nature, something about that nature. When you're close to nature, you're close to the light of Christ. You know, that's why we like going to those mountains a lot, those ski areas and people up in that snow and up way up in the mountains, especially in the Pacific Northwest up there. They have a lot of mountains up there. And so, but yeah, when you're close to Jah Jesus energy.
Amen.
And you can feel that energy, especially if you tune your mind into it. You got to tune, and you feel it tingling. When you feel that tingling, that's Jah Jesus energy. Be still. Know that I am God. Know that the kingdom of God is within you. It's all around you. It's all through you. The inner universe is there. It's in you. You have everything you need. He equipped you when you was born with everything. It's right inside you. You don't need it from myself, you don't need it from my loving brother, you don't need it from no pastor, no preacher, you don't need it from anybody. You got it within you, baby. You got it. Use it. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. You got that right, my loving brother. You hit it right on the two thumbs up. That the name of the game is to call upon the letter Christ. Because when you glorify the eternal energy, baby, you become higher than the sky. You become higher than any jet. Higher than any space shuttle, because this reality is inside and all around. Now, many people are belittling the light of Christ because they put everything in the afar off. And my sweetheart, beautiful, darling babies, don't put the power of the Christ in the far off future. I've been hearing people say, well, you know, it says that there'll be no more death, no more sorrow when we cross over. No, that happens right here on planet Earth. Ain't no death in heaven. So if Jesus is speaking in the book of St. John in the 6th chapter, verse 48, 49, 50, 51, and 58, Jesus said, if you eat me and you drink me and you love me and you believe in me and you praise me, you shall never see death. It said, though you were dead, yet should live, you know, a living vibration of deadness, but he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then Jesus said, dost thou believe this, or do you believe it? Well, you heard my brother say, it comes through the power of the light of Christ, the Holy Ghost inside, all around you. This, according to Hoyle, he spoke about this Holy Ghost bringing it down from the superconscious mind, bringing it down from heaven to your superconscious mind into your subconscious mind. How is that done? By believing the truth. We have this spark of divinity inside of our physical temples. And there are people that are trying to tell the people, well, you know, the Holy Spirit do not dwell in the physical body. It dwells in the mind. No, liar, liar, pants on fire. Go see Miss Doubtfire, because the Bible says, and the book of Corinthians throughout the scriptures, know ye not that your physical body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have of God? So therefore, if your physical body is the possessor and the throne room of the Holy Ghost, therefore your physical body is meant to be renewed. It's meant to be renovated. It's meant to be escalated and glorified by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Like we said, you must become aware of this inner energy and love with the inner Jesus Christ. That's why many people are so bored in religious services, because they sit in one glad morning when this life is over and they're going to fly away. What, they got chicken wings? They got butterfly wings? What do you mean they're going to fly away? You see, it's beyond that. We've been telling you before, the physical body can levitate by the Zoom light energy. Nothing is impossible to them that believe it and to them that love it. The scriptures are, it says it right out. It's just so plain. But like my brother said, you can't bury your head in scripture. Bury your head, or levitate your head, shall we say, in the light. When you levitate your mind in the illumination of the Christ light, there's no strain. It's all train. When I build my big muscles, I don't strain and go, ooh, I train. You see, because when you strain, you get a hernia, you pull some muscles, then you're out for days and weeks. But when you train smartly and intelligently and divinely, you feel good inside. Such with that Holy Spirit. Become aware. Become conscious and know that power is in you. You know that the hair is on your head. You know that your eyes are in your eyeballs. You know the ears are sitting on each side of you. You're aware of that. Well, Now it's time to be aware of the sacred gauss, holy, the divine light of Christ. Know that this power that Jesus Christ gave us, divine life, that's what the Easter story is all about. He sacrificed his life that Pentecost might come, that people might receive the power of the Holy Spirit. This light is the most joyful, illuminated, sacred energy that is that's the Lord of the universe. This jubilant light, when you magnify this eternal power, like my brother was saying, you give love to this light. I love you, Holy Spirit, Jesus, baby. I adore you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your holy forgiveness. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Holy Spirit, I was able to urinate to die. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for protecting me when I went outside in the dark. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for protecting me on the ice and snow. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for protecting me in the Altai Himalaya Mountains of northern India. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for protecting me in Los Angeles, California, in the western United States of America. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for protecting me in the Ukraine where the people went on strike to get a freedom government. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything. You see, and speaking about that, I want to pause and say congratulations to the vast protesters in the Ukraine. Over there in the area that want to be free from the Russia, and they want to be free under the European nation and get the democracy like America got. You see, my beautiful sisters and brothers, you saw the world news where they toppled the government and they toppled that dictator president, and now they're able to move and groove into the Freedom Act. Why? The people got together, they got on one accord, they protested, many died and gave their lives, and they said, we're fed up and we're not taking this foolishness anymore. Well, it's time to stand up in the light of Christ and not take jive from the devil. The devils will tell you, well, you know, you're going to die one day. You know, you're going to die of a heart attack. This is going to happen. Don't accept it. Don't receive it. Your subconscious mind is a powerful mind. And in that subconscious mind is the throne of the Holy Spirit, if you permit to dwell within you. The Holy Spirit does not force himself upon you, but you have to open up and allow this divine renovator to come inside of you. And it's already there, but it's waiting to be accepted. And once you accept this sacred energy, this great chief cornerstone, Jah, Jay, Susie, love light, baby. You accept that love force inside of you, you will be so excited. Remember, the kingdom of Jesus Christ is within you. The kingdom of Jesus Christ is here now. You call on the name of Jah, Jesus, that's a multiplied energy of Holy Spirit manifestation. As you call upon the name Jah, Jesus, or Jah, Susie, that Jah, Susie energy will just come multiply and multiply. And every time you breathe that glorified name, the atoms in your body begin to illuminate. The cells in your body become crystallized. My beautiful sweetheart, this is what it's called. The generated energy. This is the true rapture that happens every day, not one glad morning.
So you telling me there's no rapture?
No, baby. The rapture happened 5,000 years ago when Enoch...
Well, wait a minute. It's a lot of people waiting for the rapture, my loving brother. They're waiting for that great day when the clothes is going to drop off and they all going to be caught up in the air. I mean... What's that about, my loving brother?
Well, you know, you make me do the things you do. You see, what is happening, sweetheart, baby, is that this going up naked business is out the window. It's out the window because who wants to go up X-rated? You see, maybe some people do, but in the reality, it's not so. You're going on, like I said before, those knives will be dangling this way and that way, and that hot dog is going left, right, and them two balls on the east side. We can't have such foolishness. The light of Christ is divinely intelligent. And so when a person loves the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart, and when they prove their purification, they will be taken up on sight. And the scripture says, no man know the day or the hour. Why? Because every individual will go at his pace, and as he purifies himself through the light of Christ, as he worships the eternal energy and continues to praise, love, gratitude, and live the life and obey the teachings of Jesus Christ, that person will be caught up. And
it's an individual thing.
Exactly. It's an individual. And the book of the First Corinthians, the Apostle Paul say, and we shall not all sleep, which means we shall not all croak, we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed in the moment and the twinkling of an eye. Well, who is it we shall all be changed? That all is those who are in that realm who glorify the Christ light. And when they elevate, and when their time is ready, then the light of Christ will let them, will be elevated up in the glory. They'll be able to go visit Jesus Christ in Kolobi, and they'll be able to go to the heavens, and they'll have a, and their body will be transformed, renovated, energized, immortalized, and they'll be cool like that, smooth like that, hot like that, guard like that, under Jesus Christ's administration.
What about the people who die, my loving brothers? Like, it's in the Christian world that when you die, you go to Jesus. Is that true? My understanding is that when you die, I mean, like, Jesus may skip along with you a little time, and he's gone back up to Kolob to where the true believers and where the overcomers are. They may see him from time to time, but that's about it.
Right. Most people die. When they die, they go straight to hell. And that's a stopping point. And they go, bye-bye.
So you're saying, when a person dies, because you know there's a lot of that in the world today, especially Earth.
Yes, yes.
You know, when you die, they say you go to these realms, you do this, you do that. So you're saying when you die, the average person goes straight to hell?
Oh, yeah, they go to hell for training. Yes, go to hell. Some may go to Purgatory, which is a place to be purged. Now, there are a lot of Protestants who don't believe in Purgatory, but Purgatory, the Catholics call it Purgatory.
That's where they purge you,
uh-huh,
isn't
they
it?
Yeah, when you look at the word Purgatory,
right.
It's a place of being redeemed. You see, there's hope for all humankind, even those who die, but it depends on your grade level, your spirituality, of how you live unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you receive the grace of Jesus Christ? Did you reject the grace of Jesus Christ? It all depends on the individual and how they aspire. You see, everybody has this divine intelligence in them, and nobody in a half of mind do not want to die. They are. That's why people are paying doctors and millions of dollars to live in that realm, and then there are others who go into the physical fitness department of the gym to build big muscles and exercise and aerobicize and to keep their yoga eyes, their body, and to keep it in good shape. But those who die, they go to different realms. There are many great, in the book of the First Corinthians, I talked about the different realms of celestial, terrestrial, and telestial. Telestial being the lowest, terrestrial being modified or medium realm, celestial being the highest, those who do not die, or those who give their life like Jesus Christ, Martin Luther King, and various ones, many martyrs like Stephen in the Bible, that loved Jesus, and he was slain as a martyr. They will receive glorified life. But those who just drop dead, or just who decide to die of a sickness, or those who just embrace Satan's regime of physical death, that's not Jesus' teaching. That's from the devil.
So you say most of these people are dying and not going to see Jesus?
That's right. They may get a peek. You see, peekaboo, I'm watching you. Because Jesus Christ, he got a living physical body. His body has been physicalized, immortalized, glorified. These naked people going up in the heavenly realm, they're naked beings.
All right, no body.
No body. If you ain't got no body, you naked. You don't have the admission fee. The admission fee to get to a Seahawks game, you got to have a ticket. And so to get to the heavenly realm and that celestial glory, it's like, well, who are you? You ain't got no body. You're naked. Because, see, when people die and their spirit goes in judgment, they are naked. Then they have to face the judgment angels. And, boy, they have a field.
Oh, man, you don't want to face them. Believe me, you don't want to face them. So, my loving brother.
Yes, sweetheart.
Most of people think, let's say, a large percentage of that population think when you die, especially the Christian world, let's deal with them first.
Okay.
They think when you die, you're going to sit at Jesus at some table and eat fried chicken. Some of those people, are you going to have a big feast because you served the Lord? You know, you may do some church work, you did this and that. That doesn't mean anything in Jesus' eyes. I mean, like, come on now. They went to church every Sunday. They went to Sunday school. They cleaned the church. They church choir. They did the usher board. You talking about there's no reward in that?
Even if they went to Wednesday night Bible study?
Yeah. Wait. They went to Wednesday. I forgot that. Wednesday night Bible study.
And Wednesday night prayer meeting?
And prayer meeting. That counts? Come on.
When they go, the angels are going to look at you and say, April Fools, what you doing up here? You don't love the Lord Jesus Christ. Or whatever scenario it may be. In other words, each person, they're going to be shocked because they got this assumption that they could just live any kind of life and just believe that God has a son. And they believe in the Son of God, Jesus, and they confess their sins one time, and they're going up to heaven. April Fools, go to school, tell your teacher she wasn't a fool, but you are. You see, that's where they get tricked. They get tricked by the dark side of the force. Because common sense, if you live the laws of the universe, you're going to progress. If you live the laws of purity, righteousness, dignity, integrity, the Muslims do that. The Jews do that. They don't even proclaim Jesus as God's son. They get the discipline. The mind can be disciplined. And the Christians, who are supposed to have the true God, they're the most slackerish people around. Sorry to say. We've seen it happen in many assemblies. So the name of the game, Jesus Christ spoke in the book of the St. John, the verse chapter 15. He said, if you abide in me and abide in my words, I abide in you. If you do not as I say, then you have no promise. If you do as I say, you have a promise. So the people, if they fulfill the promises of Jesus Christ and become in love with Jesus Christ, that inner Christ light would let them know, hey, you can bypass death. Really? They always say there's nothing impossible with God, but they got buts in the middle. Their buts are too big. I don't mean physical butts, but they put that word but. Well, you know, you can get the glory, but you got to grow old one day. That's a turndown.
Can you be perfect as the Father, as the Scripture says?
Yes, you can. There are perfect people walking the earth. There are many people say, I ain't seen no perfect person on the earth. Well, you know what? You ain't talked to 7,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, jive talk, because they have not come in contact with every human on the planet. There are many that are reserved to Jesus Christ. He said, I got a remnant that are reserved unto myself that the world do not know of. They are transfigured. They are perfect gods walking the earth today. They are overcomers. They can walk through walls. They can walk in the heavens. Their bodies are immortalized like Jesus Christ. They fulfill the doctrine according to Hoyle, and they definitely fulfill the doctrine according to Jesus Christ, which is right in alignment with Annalise Skyrin and Christine Mercy and all those who overcame, and Ruby Nelson and all the great truths of God. You see, there are perfect people walking the earth because Jesus Christ taught it. The apostolic apostles taught it, that be ye perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. It's a reality. Speaking of grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the word grace, G, for the glorious R, the radiant A, almighty C, Christ energy, the E for energy. That spells grace. Grace is the divine dynamic love of J.J. Susi, eternal energy.
Isn't that walking on the people walking on the earth? Isn't that gift for the earth, transfiguration? Isn't that basically a gift, an earthly gift?
Yes, it is. That's the true grace of Jesus Christ right there.
Right.
That when you see translation, people say, oh, I get it. I'll go up in heaven. No, you don't need it up there. You need it down here.
So it could be people walking down here that's in the physical form could be transfigured and people don't even know.
Oh, yes. There are not hundreds, millions.
So you're saying there could be gods and goddesses walking the earth here right now among us, and people don't even know they're trans because of the Secrecy Act. Because when you transfigure, you don't tell that you transfigure. People
right.
who know God don't tell it.
That's it.
The
right.
point is that you're saying that gift is for here on earth, basically, the transfiguration.
Yes, it is an earthly gift, my beautiful sweethearts. Yes, my brother, it is earthly, and it is a gift to be actified right here in the physical flesh right now. And it's so divine because, see, Jesus Christ don't discriminate. The Father don't discriminate. Back in the day, 5,000 years ago, Enoch was transfigured. And it's Enoch in Genesis 5:24, Hebrews 11, chapter verse 5 and 6. It said, by faith, Enoch was translated and did not experience physical death. He was not found by any earth beings because he was taken up in glory. And then he was taken up in glory into the heavenly realm, wrote 365 books in a 30-day period, and then he was sent back to earth to populate the Puget Sound region, the Pacific Northwest, United States of America, where they took the ships over to translate them people 5,000 years ago.
Oh, that's what the city of the firstborn is here in the great Northwest.
Yes. This is heaven on earth. Over there in the Seahawk country, the Pacific Northwest.
It's heaven on earth.
Exactly.
It's New Jerusalem.
Yes, the New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. See, Revelation speaks a lot about the within now. A lot of people say, oh, that's in the future. That's in the future. No, no, no. And to touch on that, where Revelation said, and the whole world, people that dwell upon the earth should worship the beast. The beast is a lot of sexual impulse. It's a lot of pornographic activity going on. It's monsters, sexuality, immorality, wild sexual acts. And so it said the beast that was, is, to those who are overly sexed and wrapped up in confound corrupt governmental system and corrupt religion, and in the beast that is not. That's to you and I and to all those who love Jesus Christ. The beast that is not is to the people that overcame the weaknesses of the flesh, overcame the sins of the world. How did you overcome? Through the blood of Jesus Christ, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why in Mass they say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus Christ is merciful, because that power is in us, and that power that is in us is the power that translates us. And the book the apostles, it says, and we are translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
But the people don't want to believe it, because it's an earthly gift. It's to happen right here. And so it's time to take the undertakers on the business and glorify the undertaker, the light of Christ. You see, because this is the will of the Father God Almighty. This is the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the divine will of even the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit energy is the translator of our physical bodies. Because the Holy Spirit loves physical bodies. And when the physical body become, in the mind of the person, the soul, become in love with Jesus, therefore, when that happens, then the people can become glorified, and the glory of Jesus Christ is coming down from the heavens on the earth. That's why Isaiah 66 chapter said, the whole world is full of the glory, the whole earth is full of the glory of the Lord Jesus. How can that be? Well, because the omnipresent energy is here. And we're going to continue this more on March the 9th about this great omnipresent energy and how grand this glory is and how magnanimous the power of transfiguration, because it is for us right here, right now.
You got that, baby. That energy is here. We're going to use it. Like my brother said, it's dynamic. It is millions of gods walking the earth right now. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Gods and goddesses are walking the earth right now. You don't know it. They're not going to tell you. They look just like you.
That's right.
They're not going to tell you their powers. They're not going to do anything. They walk right around you. And it's time for you to get transfigured. And you, go ahead, my brother.
And they all worship Jesus Christ.
You got to believe that's the first thing.
That's the only way they're going to get it.
They all worship Jah Jesus Christ. They all worship Jah Jesus Christ.
Yes.
They're in Jesus' kingdom. See, Jesus' kingdom is right here on earth.
Yes.
People think it's going to be somewhere out there. Yeah, it's a collab.
Right.
It is a place where they're there. But Jah Jesus' energy is here. And I want to put that in your skulls right now, that if you die, you do not go to see Jesus. I know a lot of people say they want to die. Even the ministers, I hear them talking about, want to die, go to heaven. You do not go to heaven. You go to purgatory. You go to some thing. Sometimes you go to some classes. Some people go to hell.
That's right.
Then they have to say, Jah Jesus, to get out. Like we said, Kenneth Hagin, he went to hell. Mm-hmm. And they knocked him around for a loop. They call him a few bees. And
yeah.
They call him, what the hell? Or they slap him. Who are you slapping with? Shut the hell up.
That's right.
They don't play. Those judgment angels, they don't play. They are made for that. Not to scare you. Telling you reality.
Right.
That's the reality. That's facts. We don't here to butter you up, to scare you anything. We're not trying to scare you in the kingdom.
No.
It's not about that. It's telling you the truth. That's why Son of God University is here. And you got that Holy Ghost City up there, that dynamic New Jerusalem up there. That's why the Seahawks have to win.
Yes.
It had to do. Because you know what? Holy Ghost headquarters. Holy Ghost City. We're out of here, baby.
Namaste.
Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby.